Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, just as last week we were just discussing some white wines that will help your wallet survive the January blues.
Right.
Here are some white wines that will help with that same problem.
Yeah, and I found some really, really delicious wines that are very reasonably priced, so I'd like to talk about them. Let's start in France with La Marina Cuvée Océan 2024. This is from the Côte de Gascogne, and this is a thoroughly delightful white wine. I've always loved Côte de Gascogne and the Colombard and the Gros Monçon grapes that produce it. I think of the wine, a wine like this is sort of a preview of spring. In this case, the wine starts with an aroma of lime zest and snap pea blossoms. If you've ever smelled it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Very, very fresh. On the palate, it's light and delicate and deeply flavored. There's a purity of flavor here, which is very impressive. And mostly dry, but you know, I would say there's a nice burst of sweet lime in the mid palate.
Sounds really attractive.
Really, really nice. It is. For $11, this is just a super value. La Marina Cuvée Océan. That's Côte de Gascogne.
Works for me.
It's wonderful. Now, here's one that I tried a few months ago, and it just stuck on my mind. It's called Tattoo Girl Chardonnay from the Columbia Valley in Washington, 2023, $16 for this. I'm sorry, it's got the ugliest label I've ever seen. It's got a drawing of a girl with all sorts of ink, and that's fine, but you know what? I don't care. It was really very, very nice Chardonnay. Not a bit of oak to it, but really, really pretty good, rich, deep flavors, and I really respected that. You might say this is sort of, it could be a sipping wine, but it's also something for a good, simple seafood dinner, for instance.
Sounds good.
So I think the Tattoo Girl Chardonnay at $16, you know.
Hard to beat.
Yeah, hard to beat. Now, here's one that was my wine of the week, and for very good reason. When I was in Piedmont a while ago, I discovered a white grape called Arnaeus.
Great stuff.
And it was, at the time, virtually unknown in this country.
Yep.
5 years later, it really is popping up quite a bit. Here is Colina San Ponzio. It's a Rorero Arnaeus from 2023, only $13. I was stunned. Rorero is the name of the region.
Right.
It's a little bit north of Barolo and the Piedmont.
Right, say that 10 times fast.
This is probably the best Arnaeus I've ever had. It had all of the usual flavors, honeydew melons, white peaches, and a touch of almond. What sets it apart is the acidity, which is more pronounced than usual. Furthermore, I would say the flavors run very deep, and that's also a little bit unusual. One of the most appealing things about Arnaeus is that it is totally unique. If you're part of the Anything But Chardonnay crowd,
this is a winner.
This is a winner for you. It clearly has class. It clearly has a ton of flavor. And clearly, it's its own wine. And at the price of $13, this is hard to beat. So this is my wine of the week, Colina San Ponzio Rorero Arnaeus. And we're going to put all of these on the website. Go to wypr.org. Click on the Seller Notes tab, and we have all of our selections, and we have all of our podcasts. So you can go check, and we also have suggestions where you can buy these wines. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.